Yeah. I'm with him. I know. Don't fucking laugh. I'm just as shocked as you are. What? You didn't think we liked each other? Did you get the wrong impressions from all the times I beat his ass? Oh, this? Yeah, the baby is his. Who else would have done it? We're expecting in about 5 months? There he is. Hey, dickhead. Was wondering where you wandered off to. You remember Shelly and Sam, right? They were in bunk 6 during last year. What? Don't ask him that. Girls, you're just so fucking gross. There's tons of reasons why I would date him besides how big his... The only one who gets to know about the size of his cock is me. You got that? His dick is my exclusive property. Ugh. Let's catch up again later. He wants to talk. Enjoy the drinks, you know, for my sake. Hey, baby. How's the reunion going? Saw you talking to some of the nerds you used to hang out with. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time then. Fuck, I bet your old friends are just high-fiving you and asking about how you bagged me. Meanwhile, everyone is teasing me about showing up on your arm with a swollen belly. Those two want the worst of it. Remember Lexi? Yeah, her. She's even more of a bitch now. When she learned that you were the father, she laughed in my face. Laughed in my fucking face. And I thought she was my goddamn friend. Fuck no, I didn't take it. Who do you take me for? I almost slapped her bitch mouth then and there. I would have done it too if you hadn't forbid me from fighting. You didn't see what happened? You didn't see her running off to her car covered in the punch? Whoops. Ever since you knocked me up, I've just been so clumsy. I must have slipped and knocked the ball right over her expensive dress. Whoops. I wasn't going to let her talk to me that way. More importantly, I wasn't going to let her talk about you that way. Ugh, my old friends have been such bitches. You know, if those were my friends back in the day, I must have been a real bitch too. Like, damn, they're just so cruel and catty and judgy. Jeez, it's a wonder you don't hate me. I've been wondering that same question all night. Why did I want to fit in with them so badly? I knew the way that they were treating people was wrong. I never thought it was right. I guess when you're a teenager, it's a predator and prey world, right? So if I wasn't a predator, I'd be a prey. I know that's no excuse. I just... Ugh. What? Dude. I'm okay. I'm just, let's just get out of the reunion hall. I'm fine. How about a walk around for old time's sake? Hell yeah. The old flagpole. Remember the dumb Camp Gringold song? We had to sing that before announcements, right? Ha ha. I got in trouble because I'd never do it. He once threatened to kick me out unless I participated. Had to call my dad and everything. When I put in a little effort, they gave up and just accepted it. Yeah, that's the path to the girls' village, which means down there's the path to the makeout log. Oh, I want to see if it's still there. We should go down. Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm not too pregnant to go through the thicket. Fine. Shut the fuck up, sir. Well, we would have to jump over the creek. I don't think I could do that. That log is where I had my my first kiss. The other girls were pressuring me to go, and I'd been claiming I had kissed other boys, so I had to act like it was, like, no big deal. I actually don't even know who it was. It was dark, and Lexi wouldn't say. What? You're kidding. That's where you had your first kiss, too? I didn't think anyone even told you about the makeout log. No, I'm not making fun of you. I just know how you got treated, that's all. So, who was it with? You don't know? How don't you know? It was too dark? Seems like a common problem. Must have been because the canopy is too thick. I wonder how many campers had their first kiss without knowing who it was. Oh, shit, the girls' village. Gods, I must have been in half of these cabins. Moving down the row as I reach, like, different age groups and shit. Oh, that one there, that was my favorite. Bunk 5. That year's group was so nice. It was the only time it wasn't with Lexi and her friends, and it really felt like a home, you know? No, none of the girls from that year were at the reunion. They'd probably have been actually excited for us being together. You think I should try to get into contact with them? Maybe. Well, here we are. The Art Pagoda. The place where I... well, kinda kick your ass a few times. Nothing you ever said warranted that. I was really just... hitting you to just hit you. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fucking guilty. Like, aside from a bit of bedroom roughhousing, you've never tried to get revenge. I know it was before we were dating, but it really does just make me feel like a shitty girlfriend. Would I feel better if you, punished me? I guess, bad girls need punishment. It evens the scales, and I was definitely a bad girl. Still, wouldn't that make it all about me? Just a way to clear my guilt? You should only punish me if you have your own anger to work out. So, would punishing me make you feel better? I knew you hadn't totally forgiven me. You've been bottling up your negative feelings because you love me, and you didn't want to drive me away by being bitter about the past. Well, it's good that you love me more than you resent me, but still, you can't drive me off. I belong to you now. You've planted your flag in my belly and made me your woman. You breeding slut. You don't have to hold back. So, we're in the same place where I kicked your ass. The perfect place to punish me for being a bad girl. The perfect place to release all those pent up feelings. We can shape those memories with new ones, so we won't think about what happened without remembering how you totally put me in my place. Oh, fuck. Dress off, okay. Yes, sorry. You're right. You've been showing everyone that you tamed me, parading around your little tomboy in a dress with a swollen tummy. And they can't even see the humiliating pink panties underneath. No one would mistake me for the girl that beat you up. Fuck. Oh, you're right. It would have been so hot if you kept me at your side with a hand on my ass, telling everyone that you own me now. Yes, sir. Down on my knees, yes. Oof, it's kind of cold. Sir, I'm sorry for being such a bitch to you. Won't you please punish me? And, don't hold back, okay? Just be gentle around the stomach area. But everything else is fair game. Oh, also, since we're at, Camp Green Gold, maybe we should pick a different safe word. Yes, sir. Bunk 2. So, what do...
Oh, my nipples. You know they're sensitive. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're pinching them so hard, yeah. No, fuck. I'll keep my hands behind my back. Oh, keep pinching them, sir. Fuck, sir. Oh, sir. Being pregnant just made them so sensitive. Oh, fuck, that's so cruel. No. No, no, fuck, fuck, fuck. No, fuck. I'll keep my hands by my back. Keep pinching, sir. Fuck, sir. Being pregnant just made them so sensitive. Oh, this is so cruel. No, 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 fuck, fuck, I'm not complaining, I'm not complaining. I deserve this. I deserve it for being a bad girl. Please, sir. Oh, please torture my pregnant tits more. Please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fucking bastard. Fuck. Oh, fuck. No, 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 no. I'm not resisting. I'm not resisting. Hands behind my back. Behind my back. See? 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 I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. See? You stopped. Oh, fucking shit. I know you can't hit me with fuck my body like this. Still, my nipples are sensitive. Fucking dickhead. You're right. Sir, I shouldn't insult you during my punishment. No, no, I'm alright. I'm a tough cookie. I can take it, okay? Why did you stand up? Yeah, this is the art pagoda. There should be supplies in the closet. Oh, yeah. There were clothespins to hang up paintings. The little wooden ones, right? Why do... no, 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 no. No. Fuck, you're really going to use those on me? No. I owe you this. I gotta clear up my debts. Do it, sir. Clap my tits. Fuck. Oh, it's throbbing. No, 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 no. I can take it. Please, please punish me. No, it's okay. It's okay. I promise. No, you can punish me. Make me ever regret hurting you. Both nipples now. The worst part about clothespins is that the pain just keeps coming. Like, wave after wave. The pinches get weaker, but it only gets worse. Oh, shit. Fuck. Another. It doesn't hurt as much as the other ones. But, no, 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 it definitely, definitely still hurts. Fuck. Keep going. No. Shit. You're getting off on this, huh? Hurt me. Make me suffer forever. For hurting you. No. No, no, fuck, not asking. I'm not, stop, stop, stop. I can take it, I can take it. Just do your worst. Just make it hot. Oh, shit. Oh, not one bit. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You fucking piece of shit. This is what I fucking deserve. All for hurting you. So people would respect me. Oh, shit. This is fucking torture. They're so sensitive. Fucking fuck. What now? Are you gonna put another one on? Are you? My side. Okay, yeah, I can lay on my side. Oh, shit. I see what's happening. Did see me in pain. Did it turn you on? Did it make you hard? Oh, you're such a cruel owner. Getting off on my cries. Do it. I'm spreading my legs for you. My pussy is all yours. Etch your shape into my body. Just as you're etching this moment into my mind. So I can never remember hurting you without remembering your discipline. Such a familiar feeling. The cock that knocked me up. Inside of me. Use my fucking body. Sir. This is cruel. You're such a bastard. My tits hurt so much. And you're still using me as a fuck toy. You're so mean. Fuck. Wait. No, don't shove me into the dirt. What the fuck? You. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Shut up. Shut up. Of course, don't worry. How could it be calm when you teased me so much? Making me do these things alone in the woods of. Shriveling my face into the dirt, having your way with me. Yes. Shit. Don't twist. Yes. I enjoyed it. I fucking loved it. Is that what you want to hear? You fucking tortured my tits, and I loved every second of it. I loved it when you show me what a real man you are. When you put me in my place. When you're the one who bullies me. Punish me more. Punish me for being a bad girl. Punish your breeding bitch. Fuck. Yes. Don't stop. Give it to me. Fuck it. Don't go easy. Please. Yes, please. Fuck. I wanna feel owned. Conquered. I wanna feel your way pushing me into the dirt. Pushing me around. Bullying me. I want your hand holding my neck. No, letting go. Never letting go. Please, sir, punish me. Punish me. Take it all out of my body. I can take it for you. Please. I'm your girl. I'm your good breeding girl. Please. No, I haven't come. I'm trying to hold back for you, sir. I don't want to. I don't want a reward. No, I don't want any reward for being a bad girl. I'm holding it back. Just please, please, please. Please, please, come inside of me. Come inside of me, please. Please, leave me naked in the dirt. I'm leaking your cum. I'm throbbing, just throbbing in pain. Please, sir, please. You can come inside of me. You can always come inside. You own my pussy. You own it. You own it. Please, sir. Please, sir. I can't hold it much longer. Please, please, please. I need you inside. I need you inside. Please, sir. I need it. Oh, shit. I can feel it. I can feel it. Fuck. Inside of me. Fuck. Dick. I didn't finish. I didn't want to go. Fuck, I can't think straight. My breasts are just. Well, they are coming off. Okay. Do it. I'm not a pussy. I can take it. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. That fucking hurts more than putting him on. It's like all the fucking blood is flowing back. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fucking shit balls, what did you need so many for? Oh, fuck. Oh, you fucking dickhead. Oh, this is the worst. Fuck. Okay. Okay, almost back to normal now. Not as intense without that. Any of my nipples just... Give me a breather for a second. Fuck. I hope the punishment help you get all your aggression out. Of course it fucking hurt. Didn't you hear all the screaming? Fucking sadist. Hey, you're touching me, what the fuck? This was supposed to be for a punishment, not for my pleasure. Well, I guess the punishment's over now. Fuck! Oh, you're... just distracting me to get the other clothespin out. You. Ah! Fuck. Oh, my chest is so sore. You're lucky. I'm a little out of it after all that. Not supposed to be focusing on my pleasure during a punishment. It's not fair. Ugh. There. Fuck, there. All of them. Clothespins are off. Sir. Yeah, okay. You can touch me if you want to. Just... can you... Can you tell me why you love me? Reminds me that even after everything, you really care.
I like that answer. Still, are you sure? You're not just bullshitting me because I have your baby. You actually love me? Good. You better. I can't hold it back anymore. Say it's okay, please. Say it's okay. Can I? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't. I'm coming. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, shit. Give me your car. You made me strip them. It's fucking cold out here at night. You're not about to let your pregnant girlfriend freeze, right? Yeah. I did notice. I was distracted, asshole. Oh, it smells like you. You know, there was something I was thinking about before the punishment. You said your first kiss was also at the makeup log. What year was that? No way. You can't be that. That was the same year I had my first kiss. Do you think... does that mean... you were my first kiss? No one knew who it was that I kissed that night. You don't remember what day of session it was, do you? Oh, damn, I don't remember either. I guess that lots of people went down to the log that summer. I'm just thinking logically, it probably wasn't you. But don't you hope it was?